financial services industry for over 25 years, and he's been a featured expert in Forbes, Yahoo, the Philadelphia Business Journal, Dow Jones Market Watch, and has appeared nationally on Fox Business News. Dan is a member of some of the most prestigious financial organizations, including the Society of Financial Service Professionals and the National Association of Insurance and Financial Advisors. In addition, he's a chartered life underwriter and a chartered financial consultant. Credentials you can trust. Broadcasting from the heart of Wilmington, Delaware, here's your host of On the Money, Dan White.
You want to know what's wrong with planning for retirement today? Many people are still relying on conventional wisdom that's been around for decades, like the 4% withdrawal rule, or delaying Social Security to get a bigger check, or thinking that 100 minus your age is some magical diversification formula. But the problem is, most of this, quote, wisdom doesn't stand a chance against the challenges you'll face in retirement today. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to the On the Money Show. I'm Dan White, and we have a great show planned for you today. The way we plan and invest for retirement has radically changed even since the 2008 financial crisis. We've had the longest bull market in U.S. history. Interest rates remain at record lows and are threatening to go even lower. Our country is $22 trillion in debt and climbing, and plus our financial markets are impacted by significant global issues. So planning for retirement today is a whole new ballgame. Well, coming up on today's show, why conventional wisdom for retirement planning is broken, plus what it takes to retire successfully today, including how others are building a robust and diversified income plan. The key to managing risk with a stock market at record highs, and plus the strategies that are saving some people a small fortune in taxes. But let me ask you, when is the last time you updated or rebalanced your investments? For many people, it's been years, if not several years. And that's how you could get yourself into real trouble, especially with how fragile the markets are today. The single most important thing you could do for yourself right now is update and rebalance your investments, including the investments inside your IRA, your 401k, and your other retirement accounts. And the sooner you do this, the better off you'll be. Now, this is a lot more complicated than a simple mix of stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. We can show you the strategies that could properly diversify your portfolio, that could keep your money working for you while reducing your risk. There's no cost for this initial analysis, and there are no products for sale. If you've saved more than $250,000, be one of the first 10 callers to get this free analysis right now at 888-690-8820. That's 888-690-8820. Don't wait for a market correction to address this critical issue. Let us show you how to reduce your risk with a free analysis. In Pennsylvania, it's a local call, 610-358-8942, 610-358-8942. We've got several upcoming events this week. On Tuesday, we will be at two different locations. I will be at Harry's Savoy Grill on Naaman's Road in North Wilmington at 5:30 p.m. My colleagues will be down at Schaefer's Canal House in Chesapeake City, Maryland at 5:30 p.m. We will both be putting on today's Retirement Concerns and Solutions program. So if you're near the age of retirement and you've got concerns about what and how you're going to retire, by all means, pick up the phone and get a reservation to one of our upcoming events. But you know, there's a lot of different myths out there concerning retirement. We're going to address some of those myths today. And number one, you know, a lot of people say, I'll delay saving for retirement until later when it's a little bit easier. You know, many people correctly determine it'll be easier to save for retirement later in their careers rather than now. So they procrastinate getting started, but that's asking the wrong question. The real question is, What's the easiest and most secure path to a bountiful nest egg? Not when will it be easiest to save. In other words, it may be easier to save for retirement later, but that's irrelevant if your true goal is to find the easiest way to a secure retirement. A secure retirement requires you to begin saving now, whether it's easy or not. The old way of thinking was to pay off your mortgage, pay off the kids' college, and then save for retirement. That worked fine when people didn't live as long. But nowadays, you can expect to survive 20 to 40 years in retirement. You may spend as many years being in retirement as you did working in your career. And the result is you need a bigger nest egg than previous generations needed to fund those extra years. A bigger nest egg requires a more aggressive approach to retirement savings while you're still working. So if you don't start saving now, you're throwing away the power of compounding returns, which is one of the most powerful tools in your arsenal for achieving financial security. The sooner you begin saving, the less you must save each month to reach any given savings goal, making the process easier to accomplish. And the longer you wait, the more you must save each month, making it harder to get started and harder to reach your goal. You know, Confucius says a man who makes a mistake and doesn't correct is making another mistake. You may rationalize not saving now because you have lots of time to do it later, or conversely, you don't have enough time now to plan for later. But neither of these excuses matter, because the mathematics of how wealth compounds doesn't care about excuses. It's inviolable, and you can't change it. When you throw away time, you throw away money. The longer you wait, the harder the goal is to achieve. Procrastination is wealth suicide on the installment plan. The math of growing money doesn't care about your rationalizations or excuses. It's just math. And if you grow your retirement savings at 10% compounded and wait just 7 years to begin, you'll end up with half as much money compared to starting today. Imagine that, half the money for just 7 years of procrastination. So get started. That can make the difference between spending your retirement greeting shoppers at Walmart or playing golf at your local country club. Which would you prefer? The second myth that we hear people make all the time is my company or the government will take care of my retirement. This old rule of thumb was retirement income came from a three-legged stool consisting of Social Security, company pensions, and personal savings. And all that's changing. Unless you're one of the rare few with a secure pension, the new rule is that savings and pensions have been blended into one category called defined contribution plans, while Social Security has declined in relevance. And the result is the solid three-legged stool of our parents' generation is now a wobbly two-legged stool for you. So let's examine the demise of this three-legged stool by looking first at Social Security. Social Security is actuarially unsound. It can't work as promised. The further you are from retirement, the less you should expect to receive from the system in the future. It's not politically realistic to forecast the system's demise, but it's prudent to expect diminished payouts and means testing going forward. Depending on how conservative you want to be in your estimates, your age, and the level of lifestyle you seek, you should plan on receiving anywhere from 0 to 30% of your retirement income from Social Security. What that means is it makes a nice supplement, but it's not a foundational pillar. So much for the first leg of the stool. The second leg of the stool, defined benefit pension plans, is rapidly going the way of the dinosaur. According to the U.S. Department of Labor, they've declined more than 70% to just over 35,000 plans from a peak of 114,000 plans in 1985. And expect more of the same going forward. Even if you're one of the lucky few with a corporate pension, it's questionable to rely on it. The reason is because a surprising number of retirees lose what they thought were secure benefits due to underfunding, corporate bankruptcy, reorganization, and other legal shenanigans that rip off retirees' earned benefits. The one exception is government pensions, which remains reliable, right now, despite being underfunded and at risk. And while the old-style pension plan system has been decaying, defined contribution retirement plans grew from $12 million in 1974 to $64 million in 2005. So most people have effectively shifted their retirement plan from defined benefit to defined contribution, which means they have similarly shifted the responsibility from the employer to themselves. So it's a totally different ball game. You're now totally responsible for funding the second leg of your stool. And the change toward defined contribution retirement plans in the second leg has subsequently affected the third leg, and that's retirement savings. In the old pension days, these two legs used to be separate, but now they get commingled because defined contribution plans are a form of personal savings. And many people stop saving for retirement because they believe they're already taking care of savings through the salary reduction portion of their 401k plan at work. Where they used to have two separate and distinct legs under their stool, company pension and personal savings, they now only have one, the defined contribution plan. And that leg usually isn't strong enough to carry the entire burden. And this leads to the related myth where people incorrectly believe that maxing out a 401k is all that's necessary for retirement planning. And there's a chance it may be true, but more than likely, it's probably not. Let me give you our phone numbers toll free. You can reach us at 888-690-8820. Again, 888-690-8820. In Pennsylvania, it's a local call, 610-358-8942. 610-358-8942. Today we're debunking some myths about conventional wisdom for retirement. We'll have more after the break.
You're listening to On the Money.
Rick Jensen here with Mike Murphy, a fellow client of Dan White & Associates. Financial planner, has been in the business for 25 years. Mike, you retired when?
2005.
You heard about Dan White.
I actually talked to a few people in our community who were clients of Dan's, and they said you ought to come out and visit with them.
The referrals are at LockGen, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And have you referred Dan to other people, too?
I have.
Why would you refer people to Dan White?
I think it's a safe place to keep your money. My 401k, when the market tanked, I lost about probably close to half of it. And it slowly came back. And then finally, when I decided to move it over with Dan, since then, I think it's grown anywhere from 30 to 40%.
Other people you know recommended him. And now you have friends and acquaintances who are clients of Dan's because you recommended them. There's nothing stronger than that.
Yeah.
And for you listening, call Dan White. Dan White & Associates, 888-690-8820. Guarantee your retirement future.
According to Forbes magazine, the 4% retirement asset spend down rule is rubbish. You know, it talks about sequence of returns, risk, required minimum distributions, and the fact that we're living longer than ever before. These are all reasons why you need to rethink your withdrawal strategy in retirement. Welcome back. You're listening to the On the Money Show. I'm Dan White. We're talking about why conventional wisdom for retirement planning is broken and the new rules that could help you retire successfully today. And coming up in this segment, I'll share why the 4% rule could cause you to run through your entire life savings far too soon. But you know, successful retirements, they are not built on how much money you saved for retirement. And they're not built on how many assets you have either. They're built on your ability to generate income in retirement. And if you don't have a carefully thought out plan to generate income from different sources, well, that's the fastest way I know how you could run through your entire life savings far too soon. But the good news is there are some surprisingly attractive options to generate income today, options you may not even know exist. We'll show you how you could turn your savings and investments into a diversified and robust income stream in retirement with our free retirement income analysis. We make this simple and easy for you. In this free analysis, you'll discover the different opportunities that could help you generate more income in retirement while managing your risk. There's no cost, there's no sales pitch, and there's no products for sale. To get this free analysis, be one of the first 10 callers now at 888-690-8820. Again, that's 888-690-8820. If you're the kind of person who needs to make the most out of every dollar that you've saved for retirement, give us a call locally at 610-358-8942, 610-358-8942. And we've got several upcoming events this week. On Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, November 12th at 5:30 p.m., we'll be out at two locations in the area. I will be at Harry's Savoy Grill on Neyman's Road in North Wilmington at 5:30 p.m. My colleagues will be at Schaefer's Canal House in Chesapeake City, Maryland, and we will both be performing our Today's Retirement Concerns and Solutions program. So if you're near the age where you're considering retirement and you think you've got some issues that are specific to you, by all means, come out to one of our events and see how we're helping people resolve these issues. So the 4% rule, I do want to address that. You know, that was a rule that came out by a fellow, William Bengen, the 4% rule in the 90s. And basically what he did, he ran a Monte Carlo analysis, and he said, if you've got a 60-40 mix of stocks and bonds, you should be able to withdraw 4% a year, adjusted 3% a year for inflation. And there was about a 96% chance, if you were 65 years old, that that portfolio would last until age 95. Now, that was back in the 90s. But then, of course, we hit the dot-com bubble of the 2000s. We hit the Great Recession of 2008 and 2009. And what we found with the 4% rule was now the percentage, it wasn't 95% chance you would make it to 90. It was about a 57% chance you would make it to age 95. So think about that. You know, if you were going in for triple bypass surgery, and the surgeon said, hey, no worries, nothing to worry about. You'll be dancing at your kid's wedding in 6 weeks. You know, there's a good chance, there's a 57% chance you're going to make it off the table. Would you take those odds? Would you say, hey, let's go, doc, cut me open? I don't think you would, okay? And I don't think, you know, that's the problem with the 4% rule today. 57% chance your money will last. I don't think people like those odds. But another myth that we hear all the time from people is my inheritance will take care of my retirement. You know, some people use the potential for an inheritance as an excuse to not save for retirement. And this could be a major mistake unless your parents are extraordinarily rich and have health so bad that you can rely on them dying soon. Otherwise, there are too many unknowns to plan your retirement for this outcome. You know, when we do our reports and people tell us about inheritances, we'd rather run the reports without the inheritance. You know, the inheritance would be gravy. If you have extra money, I'm sure you'll find something to do with it. But you don't know if you're going to retire and need their money before they're ready to die. You don't know if they'll outlive their money. You don't know if they're going to get sick and spend every last dollar on health and nursing care. They could also become victims of investment fraud, or a stock market crash could wipe out their fortune. And even if all these problems are avoided, your parents may decide to encourage your independence and leave you nothing at all. They may go on a spending spree late in life, figuring this is their last chance to live it up. They might as well make a party out of it. Or maybe one parent will die and the other will remarry and leave it all to the new spouse, cutting you out entirely. In short, you really don't know what inheritance you can expect because the future is unpredictable. A lot of things can and do change. According to a report by the Federal Reserve Board of Cleveland, only 1.6% of heirs receive $100,000 or more as an inheritance, which is hardly a secure retirement. The reality is the odds are against you. It probably isn't too smart to bet on your parents' wealth for your retirement. The wiser move is to be self-responsible by putting away a little bit yourself. Another myth, my spouse will take care of my retirement. It's a good bet to rely on your spouse's retirement, but not a sure bet. Some little details like divorce and death may get into the way. For example, did you know that when your spouse elects for a joint survivor option on his or her pension, it will likely decrease the monthly payout during his or her lifetime? Yet that's the only way to protect you in the event you outlive your spouse. The alternative is a higher monthly payout today, but that comes at the price of a lesser or possibly zero benefit for you should your spouse die first. So make sure to discuss the joint survivor option with your spouse so you aren't left out in the cold. And if you have retirement savings in a 401k or an IRA or a similar account, you better make sure your spouse names you as the primary beneficiary so the money transfers to you upon death. If your children or someone else is the primary beneficiary, you could end up with zip, zilch, nada. You know? And finally, Social Security also has a very complex set of rules regarding treatment of spouses that varies depending upon work history. Contact the Social Security Administration for more details on exactly how it might affect your personal situation. In short, just because your spouse's retirement was adequate while he or she was alive doesn't necessarily mean you'll be financially secure in the event of death or divorce. So a lot of things to think about here. You know, another myth, I'll only need 70 to 80% of my pre-retirement income during retirement. You know, if only life were so simple. The truth is estimating the amount you'll spend during retirement is pretty complex and unique to each individual. Oversimplified rules of thumb, like 70 to 80% of pre-retirement spending, deceive more than they illuminate. According to the Employee Benefit Research Institution, 52% of retirees surveyed spent 95% or more of their pre-retirement income during retirement. And this makes sense given that many retirees replace their work lifestyle with expensive, active lifestyles in retirement. You can expect spending during retirement to decrease over time as your age increases because of diminished activity and consumption levels with aging. However, you can also expect spending to increase as you age due to inflation and rising health care costs. So, you know, the go-go years when you're traveling and playing golf and touring the world, that type of thing, that may go down as you get older, but your healthcare costs may go up. So how these contradictory influences play out to affect total spending is impossible to predict, since nobody knows what future inflation will be or what healthcare issues you will face. And if that wasn't enough to confuse you, then also realize your spending will vary depending upon what age you choose to retire at, what your interests are, where you live, and other lifestyle issues. A fortune to one person's retirement plan could mean poverty to someone else's. And retirement myth number 7, invest in super safe bonds and CDs to lower risk and preserve capital. A retirement portfolio built on bonds and CDs makes sense for earlier generations when life expectancies were short, inflation was tame, and interest rates were higher, but that isn't the situation facing today's retirees. The old standard for retirement investing was to preserve capital so it could be spent over a 10 to 15 year period. Losses couldn't be risked because there wasn't enough time to recover from them. But today's retirees are facing 30 plus year time horizons with inflation eating at their purchasing power, making a no risk portfolio potentially the most risky portfolio of all. An inflation rate of 4% would cut your purchasing power in half every 18 years, meaning you have to double your money just to break even. And if you don't double your money, it means your nest egg is worth effectively half as much. Imagine living long enough to have that happen twice during your retirement. It's equivalent to living on 1/4 the portfolio you began with. The rule is clear. Today's retirees must not only preserve capital, but they must grow it as well to preserve purchasing power. And the result is many advisors now encourage stock investing to add a growth component to your portfolio to offset inflation. Let me give you our phone numbers. Toll free, 888-690-8820. Again, 888-690-8820 in Pennsylvania. It's a local call, 610-358-8942. If you've got questions, we've got the answers. Give us a call. Have a great week.
The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of their respective parties and not those of this show's
broadcasting live from Wilmington, Delaware, your on-the-go news source, on air, online, and on your phone.